You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Think about it. It wasn't that long ago when most of us had never heard that term, fake news. Now, after the presidential campaign and election, you can barely go a day without hearing that phrase. What is real news and what is fake is a critical issue for our country. And that's why the University of Michigan Library has joined with the College of Literature, Science, and the Arts, and they've created a new class on fake news, a one-credit course called Fake News, Lies, and Propaganda, How to Sort Fact from Fiction. Angie Early is a librarian with the U of M Library, and she will teach the first class this fall. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
How'd the class come about?
Well, as you said, with the election and with all of these issues coming out about social media and fake news and people identifying information as being fake or false, it became clear to us, thinking about the mission of the library in terms of thinking about information, not just collecting information, but critically thinking about information, that this was an important need for our students and others on campus.
So what's covered in the course?
So the course has several components. We're going to discuss fact-checking. We're going to look at developing strategies for any news source. We're going to look at not just being well-read, we're going to look at being widely read. So considering other news sources beyond what you normally consume the news in the settings that you do that in. So those are some of the subjects that we'll be covering. We'll be looking at infographics. We'll be looking at social media and media fragmentation. We're going to invite journalists to the class and talk about code of ethics in the news and in the news media and things like that.
And what's the ultimate hope for these students that they're going to walk away from this course? What are they going to walk away with?
They're going to walk away with a personalized strategy for reading any kind of or watching or seeing in their Facebook feed or anything kind of news.
And this is, it strikes me that this is really something that we could all use. I'm just thinking of people in my Facebook world, and I'll see somebody share something, not even necessarily political, but go to Snopes and do a quick check, and you find out it's not true, and I will put that on there and say, check this.
Right.
We're so gullible.
We're going to talk a little bit about what we bring to the news. So is reality subjective? Things like that. What are the kinds of preconceived notions we may have if we read about news in a specific topic? And how can we get past those preconceived notions?
I think that there are a lot of people that you know, you hear that if just because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's true, but I don't know that that has necessarily sunk in.
Right. There's a lot of research about what successful consumers of the news do, and we can look at the strategies that they use.
Such as,
they have a news article open. They almost always have an empty tab in their browser open as well. And the minute they come across something that they've never seen before, they use their search engine to find information about it. They might even just search the general topic and see what other people are saying about it. So they are active, engaged with the news while they're reading it.
I think we've all watched this, particularly in these past 9 months, when you see the visceral reaction of someone in power or someone of a particular political perspective. News they don't like, slam the door. That's fake news. How dangerous do you think, as you've been considering all of this and
right,
developing this course, how dangerous is this to our country?
Well, we would hope that for us to be good citizens, we would be informed citizens. And that is one of the sort of guiding principles for any library interaction when it comes to information, that we think about how what we do when we figure out we need more information, where do we go to find that information? Because that informs our actions. It informs how we vote. It informs how we engage with our community. And so we hope to even model that kind of behavior within the classroom setting, thinking about how we would manage the classroom in order to develop community.
And it certainly strikes me that a library, any library, mm-hmm. is a very good place to focus these kinds of efforts, or to actually begin to be the genesis of these efforts.
Exactly. People might think of libraries as places where there are collections of information, like books, right? But libraries have been engaged in this conversation about information since the beginning of libraries, right? Thinking about, a person might say, I need more information. Well, how do they even know they need more information? And then they have to come either virtually to the library, to a library website or a library database or an ebook or something like that, or come physically to the library and start asking questions, because sometimes we don't know what we don't know. And so we have to have a conversation about that. And then we have to stop and think, how can I evaluate the information that I'm reading, right? What are its strengths? What are its pros and cons? You know, what is missing here? How do you know what's missing, right? You talk with someone. And the librarian can be the person where it is an engaging conversation around thinking about information, evaluating it, and then thinking about how to use it to make decisions about our community.
How are you going to have the students in this course in fake news, lies, and propaganda sorting fact from fiction? What kind of exercises are you thinking of having them doing?
So, for example, there is a website put together by the Wall Street Journal, and it's called Red Feed, Blue Feed. It has various social issues and topics. I don't know if you've seen this, Cindy, where you can click on it and you can see an example side by side of what a Facebook feed would look like in a traditional liberal and a traditional conservative thing. Facebook feed. And so what you would do is you can look at one of these topics and then have students go to perhaps a library encyclopedia and look up the topic, look up the social issue. There's actually encyclopedias that are just about social issues. People don't even know that those are out there. Or even if you went to Wikipedia and looked at this background, you don't have to use a licensed resource. How does that differ when you look at maybe a traditional, even a traditional media news source? Look at Michigan Public Radio's reporting on this issue and compare it to these two Facebook feeds.
What do you hope that this class takes root and continues through the foreseeable future? What kind of difference do you hope it makes?
I really hope that there can be some peer-to-peer kinds of things happening. So we can model students in the classroom learning from each other, and then they can see that model and take it home, can take it to their friends, can take it to their sorority. They can talk about these issues, where we talk about how when we engage with an issue, we come from the point of clarification, perhaps, instead of confrontation.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Angie Early, librarian with the U of M Library, she'll be teaching the first class of a new course, Fake News, Lies, and Propaganda, How to Sort Fact from Fiction. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.